Tefith was in the middle of loading crates of tightly packed spice onto the ship when she was suddenly hit with an overpowering sense that something wasn't right. Nothing specific, just a half-imagined tingling in the tips of her leku. Based on past experience, she knew better than to ignore it.
"Something bad coming,"
she said in her heavily accented basic, drawing twin blasters that she kept at her side and scanning the spaceport for anything suspicious. Gorvitch, the human who'd set up the spice deal on Nar Shaddaa, snorted as he finished his pre-flight inspection of the ship's exterior.
"You've been complaining ever since we landed, sunshine."
Tefith's lip curled up in a sneer. Gorvitch had originally given her the nickname because of her yellow skin and sunny disposition. She was convinced he kept using it just to annoy her. She had a nickname for him, too. Idiot. Hardly original, but accurate. In her 20-odd standard years, she had worked as security and muscle for low-level scum across the galaxy, trying to scrape out a living on the fringes of so-called decent society. She dealt with thieves, killers, slavers, and sociopaths, but nobody brought bile to her throat like Gorvitch. Not even that SIS agent who'd gotten her mixed up in a crazy suicide mission almost 2 years ago. It was tempting to just put Gorvitch out of her misery with one clean shot between the eyes, but that would mean walking away from the old Tian Brotherhood, and Tefith wasn't ready to do that. The Brotherhood was growing fast, and Tefith was already earning a reputation. If she played her cards right, the next few years could see her moving up the ranks until she was the one calling the shots instead of taking orders from morons. Frin, another member of the crew, grunted as he sauntered down the ship's boarding ramp to join them on the loading platform.
"Sounds like you're just trying to get out of loading these crates," he said.
Tefith ignored him. He was almost as stupid as Gorvitch, but he wasn't in charge. She didn't need to convince him of anything.
"Forget the cargo. Gotta go. We leave now."
"Are you crazy, sunshine? Do you know how much this spice is worth?"
said Gorvitch.
"Can't spend if you're dead."
"Did you know she was this paranoid when you decided to bring her along?"
Frin asked Gorvitch, smirking.
"Think Mobo double-crossed us?"
Tefith asked.
"Sent goons to get our cargo?"
Gorvitch laughed.
"Not likely. Morbo doesn't even know we're here."
Tefith's eyes went wide.
"What do you mean?"
"I'm not cutting that bloated slug in on our deal just because he thinks he owns this district. Figured we'd handle the deal ourselves and make an extra 20%.
"Idiot,"
Tefith spat, barely suppressing the urge to unleash a volley of bolts into his chest at point-blank range.
"Morbo knows. Going to get us killed."
Gorvitch rolled his eyes, but Veb, the fourth member of their crew, set down the crate he was carrying and joined the conversation.
"Maybe she's right," the Rhodian said. "I feel it too. Something's off."